Well, good morning. We'll try that again. Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and especially glad to welcome visitors and guests that we have with us. I'm especially glad you all braved the rain and the cold to be here. It's a great day to have you here with us. Let me mention a couple of announcements to you. First is that the memorial service for Susan Fulmer is this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock right here at Redeemer. So bear that in mind. Jonathan, I'm going to call on you early. All right, thank you. No jokes today. Yes.
It's a little watered down.
So, in further announcements. Today is Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, and that is the Sunday where we remember our baptisms through the imposition of water. And so when we come to that time in the service, I'll say you may be seated and come forward as you desire. Just come to the center aisle. Those of you on this side, you're going to have to work your way around so you can get to us, and we'll do the water as we've done in other years. Also, as soon as the bulletin was printed, Debbie sent me a note that the first hymn was printed incorrectly. So she caught it quickly, but it was too late. It was already printed. So I think in your bulletin it says it's hymn 445. It's actually hymn 455. So the hymn board is correct. 455 is your first hymn. And I think that's all I need to say, so let us prepare for our worship. Thank you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these sisters and brothers whom you have made your own by water and the word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit, and nourished them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Christ. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? Do you believe in God the Father? Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God? I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You have made public profession of your faith. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in holy baptism, to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth? People of God, do you promise to support and pray for one another in your life in Christ?
We do. We ask God to help.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new birth, cleanse us from sin, and raise us to eternal life. Stir up in your people the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and those who desire to come forward, please do so. Child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Child of God, and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. You are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. You are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God, have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Remember, you are a child of God and have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross forever. Please rise. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you anointed Jesus at his baptism with the Holy Spirit and revealed him as your beloved Son. Keep all who are born of water and the Spirit faithful in your service, that we may rejoice to be called children of God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and would the children please come forward. All right, good morning, y'all. For Lily, you know what I'm going to talk about, but for Jordan and Charlotte, you have this to look forward to. And Karai, you'll know what we're talking about. Have you ever had any of these candy hearts? Yep, do you like them? They taste like chalk, don't they? You like those two, the yellow and the red ones?
The yellow, yeah.
The yellow, you like the yellow, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, guess what holiday's about a month away? Valentine's Day, that's right. And you might have a... You might get a heart thing if you've got a sweetheart. If you've got somebody who likes you. Or you might, in your class or school or preschool, you might trade Valentine's with everybody in the class. Have you ever done that? Sure, you have. Yeah, I've done it too. I sure have. Traded Valentine's with people in my class and stuff. And yeah, everybody does that. At your school, you might do that. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, so here's some of the little candy hearts, but today is today, not a month from now. Today is Baptism of Our Lord Day. And this is the day we remember when Jesus got baptized, and when he did, the heavens were torn apart, and God said, "This is my Son whom I love. Listen to him." God said, "I love Jesus." God says he loves all of us. When our baptism, that's part of what's being said, what we just remembered just with doing this water. And so I'm looking at these hearts and I'm thinking, these could be messages from God, couldn't they? This one says, "Love ya." Isn't that kind of what God says to us? That God loves us? Yeah. Yeah, God does know how to spell correctly, but I guess they couldn't fit it all on here. Yeah. I don't know. Wouldn't it be cool to be hugged and kissed by God? This one says hugs and kisses. Or what about this one? In our baptisms, God says, "You are special." That's what God says to us. And he does all this because of true love, which this heart says, true love. And finally, this heart tells us what baptism's all about. It says, "Be mine." So we become God's children in our baptisms. And that's what we just remembered, and that's what we celebrate today. So for the next month, I even saw before Christmas they were starting to put the Valentine candy out. So that's kind of amazing. But for the next month or so, you're going to see all these candy hearts. And every time you do, I hope you remember, that's not just our love for each other, but it also reminds us of God's love for us too. All right, can we have our prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And thank you always for making us yours. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
First lesson is from the 42nd chapter of Isaiah. "But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. And I give the people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I'm created for my glory, whom I formed and made." The word of the Lord. The second lesson is from the 8th chapter of Acts. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet, the Spirit had not come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 3rd chapter. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I've shared this story with you before, but I think it's worth it, and I don't think you'll mind hearing it again. In his book, Letters to My Children, author Dan Taylor wrote the following letter to his son Matthew. "Dear Matthew, when I was in sixth grade, I was an All-American. I was smart, athletic, witty, handsome, and incredibly nice. Things went downhill fast in junior high, but for this one year, at least, I had everything. Unfortunately, I also had Miss Owens for an assistant teacher. She helped Mr. Jenkins, our regular teacher. She knew that even though I was smart and incredibly nice, there was still a thing or two that I could work on. One of the things you were expected to do in grade school was to learn how to square dance. Every time we went to work on our dancing, we did this terrible thing. The boys would all line up at the door in the front of the room, and then one at a time, each boy would pick a girl to be his partner. The girls all sat at their desks. As they were chosen, they left their desk and joined the boys who had honored them with their favor. Believe me, the boys didn't like this. At least I didn't. But think about being one of those girls. Think about waiting to get picked. Think about seeing who was going to get picked before you. Think about worrying that you would get picked by someone you couldn't stand. Think about worrying whether you'd get picked at all. Think if you were Mary. Mary sat near the front of the classroom on the right side. She wasn't pretty. She wasn't real smart. She wasn't witty. She was nice, but that wasn't enough in those days. Mary certainly wasn't athletic. In fact, she had had polio or something when she was younger, and one of her arms was kind of drawn up, and she had a bad leg. And to finish it off, she was overweight. Here's where Ms. Owens comes in. Ms. Owens took me aside one day and she whispered to me, "Dan, next time we have square dancing, I want you to choose Mary." Wow, she may as well have told me to fly to Mars. "You mean pick someone other than the best, the most pretty, the most popular when my turn came?" And then Miss Owens did a really rotten thing. She told me, "That is what a Christian would do." And I knew immediately that I was doomed. I was doomed because she was right. It was exactly the kind of thing Jesus would have done. I agonized. Choosing Mary would go against all the coolness I had accumulated. Well, the day came when we were to square dance again. If God really loves me, I thought, I will be last today. Then picking Mary will cause no stir, and I will have done the right thing, and it won't cost me anything. Well, you can guess where I was instead. For whatever reason, Mr. Jenkins put me first in line. There I was, my heart pounding. Now I knew how the girls must have felt. The faces of the girls turned toward me. Some were smiling. I looked at Mary and saw that she was half turned to the back of the room, and her face was staring down at her desk. And Mr. Jenkins said, "Okay, Dan, choose your partner." I remember feeling very far away. I heard my voice say, "I choose Mary." Never has reluctant virtue been so rewarded. I still see her face undimmed in my memory. She lifted her head, and on her face, reddened with pleasure and surprise and embarrassment all at the same time, was the most genuine look of delight and pride that I'd ever seen. It was so pure that I had to look away because I didn't deserve it. Mary came and took my arm as we had been instructed, and she walked beside me, bad leg and all, just like a princess. Mary's my age now. I never saw her after that year. I don't know what her life's been like or what she's doing, but I'd like to think that she has a fond memory of at least one day in sixth grade. I know I do. Love, Dad. I've been there. You probably have too. Not with Dan, but with Mary, half hiding in the back, trying to cover up our deficiencies, hardly daring to admit the hope that was bursting in our hearts. Time after time, we're not chosen. Time after time, we don't belong. Time after time, time after time. And then God comes along. Listen to the words from Isaiah again. "Now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." In the midst of a world of hurt and pain and rejection, in the midst of a world where we don't stand a chance and we hardly dare to admit to the hope bursting in our hearts, there's one thing to remember. You are a child of God. You have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. God has chosen us. We belong to God forever. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, in our baptism you loved us, you chose us and made us your own. Lead us today in lives that reflect an awareness of your mercy. Lead us today in lives that are responsive to your grace. Lead us today in lives that shine your light and give you glory. Lord, in your mercy. Oh God, today we come to you in prayer for all your people everywhere. We pray for all the many needs around us, O Lord, that all may know the fullness of your peace, your glory, your mercy, and your love. Bless all in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, we thank you now, O Lord, for your grace. So seldom do we deserve your love, yet so generously do you give it. We are yours, merciful Savior. Watch over us, keep us, forgive us, walk with us. Be near and abide with us always. Lord, in your mercy, God of sending, from his baptism, Jesus began his mission to save us. As we remember our baptisms this day, send us anew into the world with your message of love. Give us zeal and commitment, energy and passion to share in both word and deed the good news of your grace. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God of all creation,
all you have made is good, and your love endures forever. You bring forth bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence. In Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan you proclaimed him your beloved Son. And in the miracle of water turned to wine he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the
Blessed are you, O holy God. You are the light and life of all. By your powerful word, you created all things. Through the prophets, you called your people to be a light to the nations. Blessed are you for Jesus, your Son. He is your light, shining in our darkness and revealing to us your mercy and might. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his preaching and healing, his dying and rising, and his promise to come again, we await that day when all the universe will rejoice in your holy and life-giving light. By your Spirit, bless us and this meal, that refreshed with this heavenly food, we may be light for the world, revealing the brilliance of your Son. Through him all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. We thank you, O God, that you have fed us at your banqueting table with bread and wine beyond compare, the very life of Christ for us. Send your Spirit with us now that we may set the captive free, use your gifts to build up one another, and in everything reflect your glory revealed in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
who stays here.
Hey, man, how's Marcia doing? Well, I haven't seen her. I know she went to the doctor on Wednesday or something.
Yes, ma'am. She has a UTI. That ain't one thing. That she has a UTI. So.
They
recap a
gun.
Oh, they do. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I can think of one. I don't know.